is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We're joined by our colleague, Rick Fisher, Senior Fellow, International Assessment and Strategy Center. Back to the parade, celebrating complete fiction, the Chinese Communist Party's conquest of the Imperial Japanese Army and Navy without help from the United States or anyone else. So the parade is a fiction to begin with, and then we have the question of fiction in the parade. However, Rick is here to introduce us to a weapon system that the Chinese now believe is their inheritor of the Kil Guam missile variety, the DF. What number is it, Rick? Good evening to you.
Yes, John. In their September 3 parade, the Chinese revealed a new version of their DF-26 intermediate range of ballistic missile. They called it the DF-26D. It is meant, in my opinion, to be the successor to the previous Dongfeng DF-21D, which was the world's first anti-ship ballistic missile with a warhead equipped with radar, really derived from the American Pershing II, parts of which they were able to actually purchase off of scrap in the United States. They deployed that missile in the early 2000s, 1,500-kilometer range thereabouts. The Dongfeng 26D probably has a much better ship-detecting warhead and can reach out to 4,000 kilometers. So it can intercept aircraft carriers trying to hide out at Guam, not just hit Guam.
Gordon, you have a question.
What is the U.S. Navy's ability to defeat the DF-26D?
Well, Gordon, if it is equipped with a hypersonic glide vehicle, which is maneuverable, coming in at hypersonic speeds, defenses are kind of dodgy, and we have to launch a lot of missiles at these incoming warheads, deplete the magazines on our destroyers. We could probably shoot it down. But if they launch 10 or 15 at our carrier battle groups, well, some of them are going to get through. It's a very serious threat.
Other weapon systems you saw or other platforms that are fresh or especially aggressive, Rick?
Well, there was a clear attempt to signal a response to President Trump's Golden Dome. New ICBMs, possibly also armed with hypersonic glide vehicles, very difficult to shoot down. And also the revelation of a very large unmanned underwater vehicle system, a kind of a large, massive torpedo like the Russian Skiff, possibly an underwater intercontinental response to Golden Dome. And at the same time, introducing their HQ-29, kind of a mobile anti-satellite and anti-ICBM system. But beyond that, the advances in unmanned systems were quite interesting. China revealed the first two supersonic, sixth-generation-like unmanned air superiority aircraft designed to cooperate with manned fifth- and fourth-generation combat aircraft. But the United States does not have a supersonic, unmanned, air superiority-optimized combat aircraft.
So, parade like Red Square once upon a time in the Cold War. Let's go to Russia. Roscosmos has been short of funds and various delays over many years. They have a big boost called the Energia. That would be a super heavy-like. They need that for the moon, for the Angara system. What's the word on it, Rick?
Well, they've been firing Angaras. They've worked. One was recently used for a military mission. But on August 26, a Russian website, Gazeta.ru, revealed that Energia is in serious financial shape. The CEO, Igor Maltsev, was even hinting that Energy would have to shut down and be sold quite an indication of how Vladimir Putin's war against Ukraine is hollowing out important aspects of the Russian economy posing a real threat to Russia's space program. Now, will the Russians let Energia go under? Probably not. Was this a cry for help? Surely that. But it is also an indication of how precarious Russia's military-industrial complex is becoming, at least parts of it, because of his war.
You have a question, Gordon.
Who would buy it, Rick?
Well, in the old days, Gordon, in the 1990s, it might have been possible to consider American, European, even Japanese partners coming in and cooperating with Energia and helping to create a commercial complement to cooperation over the International Space Station. But today, that's impossible. The only possible buyer is Russia. And I believe Russia is promoting Putin's war, funding that war, arming Russia to some degree, increasingly so, in order to weaken Russia. The crisis facing Energia is illustrative of that. China wants to be able to either purchase or create greater dependencies in Russia.
Let's stay with the Chinese then. Asteroid Defense, very glamorous, makes all the magazines, big pictures. We're going to turn away the dinosaur killer before it destroys North America. What have the Chinese got for it?
Well, the Chinese recently held a conference. It was led by Wu Weiren, who is one of the chief spokespersons for the Chinese space program, and he announced that China was going to form basically an international global defense capability. It was an invitation to all countries, an invitation made on September 4th to join China in establishing ground-based radar and possibly station interceptors to be able to take out incoming asteroids. Now, of course, all of this would be controlled by the People's Liberation Army. And what you would be doing, you would be joining an international space force controlled by the PLA, which is a very serious thing, enlisting countries around the globe to help potentially shoot down America's satellites and help defeat the United States in future wars.
Gordon, you have a question about asteroid defense.
What does the U.S. say about this? I mean, have we talked about this general topic? Or have we talked about this specific plan?
Well, yes, Gordon. The United States, NASA, there's been a great deal of thought put into the idea of planetary defense, counter-asteroid defense. Most of this thought is publicly available, hashed out in conferences over decades. But there's not been, as far as I can detect, any specific American response to this September 4 Chinese invitation to create an international planetary defense organization.
Anything you can do, I can do better, is what it sounds like. Have they got some angle that we don't know about? Or is this just straight up magazine stuff? We have about a minute.
Yeah. John, we can see what they have. You know, they have the ability to put large nuclear weapons into space to try to intercept an incoming asteroid. But right now, they have the ability to populate the globe with much shorter range interception rockets. It's not vaporware or science fiction. It's real stuff. They can do this.
Rick Fisher is the Senior Fellow for the International Assessment and Strategy Center, Asteroid Defense. That's a good one. It's a knee slapper. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.